This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Happy New Year, 2015. I wonder what lies ahead for each of us this year. As we begin the year today, we are on assignment to be the salt of the world and shining lights in this dark world. We could very well be the link in the chain of events that helps someone take that momentous step of trusting in Jesus Christ. Are you ready for this challenge? I still remember such a day a few years ago after returning from an extended trip overseas the day before. When I got to my office, I had an email asking me to contact a family whose 24-year-old son was near death with cancer. I visited the home as soon as I could. When I sat down with him, he acknowledged his concern about the uncertainty of what happens after death. I had prayed for God's guidance and enablement as I drove there. Now I whispered another prayer for guidance as we talked. Gently I shared with him Jesus' answer in John 14:1-6. "Don't let your heart be troubled," Jesus said. "Believe in me. I am the way, the truth, and the life." After reading this to him, I said, "You could pray to receive Jesus as your Savior right now. If you want to give it some thought, that's okay." Now, it was hard for me to say that, knowing his tenuous condition, but this was not a time to manipulate him. Then I looked him in the eye and asked him directly, but gently, "Would you want to pray that now?" He thought for a moment and nodded, "Yes." I took his hand and led him in prayer. 36 hours later, he died. I'm sure glad I got home from my overseas trip to be there on time for this momentous moment. Let's pray for such opportunities this year.